Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant eraser foundation.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 131. Here's some announcements. We have Nerdist Podcast live appearances coming up in New York at the Gramercy Theater on October 14th. On the 22nd, we'll be at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Then November 6th, we will be in D.C. at the 930 Club. And then we'll be in Northampton, Massachusetts on November 8th. But I also want to say, if you're going to be at New York Comic Con, I am moderating a ton of panels. So I hope to see you out on any of those. I'm doing Felicia Day's panel on the Friday, the 14th. Then on the 15th, I am moderating the Legendary panel, then The Walking Dead, then The Avengers! I'm pretty sure I must have died. And then this is part of some weird Nerdvana thing that I get to experience. I feel incredibly lucky, and so if you get an opportunity, come out and see me, see the people at those panels. I'll just happen to be there. Let's be honest, you're coming for them, and I would too. But as a side effect, I will see you there myself as well. Also, the Nerdist Way book is coming out November 1st. You can pre-order that at nerdistway.com or just buy it after it comes out. That's fine, too. Hey, I want to thank GoToMeeting for being a continuing sponsor of the Nerdist Podcast. GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix. You obviously know you can host your meeting online from your computer or your iPad, but now GoToMeeting is available for iOS and Android devices. Just go to the App Store or the Android Market, download the free app, start joining GoToMeeting sessions from anywhere. You can see the host desktop from your devices, any of your devices. So I highly recommend it. Obviously, use GoToMeeting for product reviews, demos, sales presentations, anything you want to meet about. Sign up for a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting. Hold all the meetings you want for one low flat rate. Phone and voice over IP conferencing is included for free. So visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Nerdist. And now, here we go, the Nerdist Hustle Podcast number 131. Starting the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Found that guy who could get that stuff.
Oh, that's right. He does that stuff that, what do you call it? Got caught with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
And then, do you remember that other Run DMC?
Are you guys hearing anything?
Yeah, I'm hearing stuff.
I'm not hearing either of you.
Have you turned your Beats by Dre on? Hit the button on the side.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, there we go. Now that's better.
Weird.
Sounds so great, right?
Yeah, it really does, actually.
Boom.
Wow, these studio monitor headphones by Dre.
Yeah, who knew?
Where is it? Where did these come from?
They were just left
just there.
Someone left Beats by Dre.
I'm telling you, Dre did it.
I don't want to be racist, but I think it was Michael Yo.
It's a grassroots effort.
I don't want to be racist, but I think it was Michael Yo.
Remember when Run DMC did the Dr. Pepper commercial, but it was without Jam Master Jay? It was like right after...
Yeah, the passing.
Right after the passing of Jam Master Jay, and like it was like they had the thing, it was like, Run DMC and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And it was like a Super Bowl commercial, I think. Run DMC and Dr. Pepper.
I always wonder what happens with bands when they...
Have Super Bowl
lose a critical member of their group.
Well, they hire Jeff Coffin from the Bella Fleck and the Flecktones.
That's
and then
what
they keep touring.
Run DMC did?
Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think Run DMC hired Bela Fleck.
Well, you know, not Bela Pink Fleck, Floyd did it.
Jeff Coffin.
Fleckmaster Fleck.
What? I'd listen to that if that was an album.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Bela Fleck's
Pink
awesome.
Floyd lost fucking...
In Excess, lost Michael Hutchins.
Yeah.
Well,
the
he
journey.
Lost himself.
He did, but closet. Was no longer a way to... But to be fair, I think it was a bathroom.
Maybe the bathroom was so small I thought it was a closet.
Could be. Yeah. Things we'll never know.
Yeah.
And shouldn't.
Well,
and shouldn't.
In a week, I can ask Siri.
And
where did Michael Hutchins die?
And speaking of, no more Steve Jobs.
No more Steve Jobs?
The late, great Steven.
I was really... I was more bummed about it than I thought I would be.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because I expected...
Way me too, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I, you know, and you can call me a crazy Apple fan pussy about this.
Crazy
but,
Apple fan pussy?
Exactly. Oh, still stings, even though I told you to do it. But I really
better than Big C.
But I really feel like Steve Jobs was our Edison.
Yeah,
I feel like he was our Edison, just with all the different
I'll say
things.
Ford.
That, what?
I'm gonna go say he's more like Henry Ford.
No,
Edison. When you look at the industries that he changed, I mean, he like everything in our world revolves around some type of thing that he touched: computing, the music industry, the film industry.
My nephew.
His nephew.
Yeah,
I think I see what you're saying because Ford like changed the way that things are assembled.
Yeah, yeah. Like he was able to like take a product that was already there and then make it, you know, streamlined it for the masses, and pushed
yeah,
it forward.
But, no, there was.
And did I say Tom Ford earlier? That's a director.
No, you didn't say Tom Ford.
Okay, good.
I thought Tom Ford was a suit guy. Isn't Tom Ford
said
a
Tom
suit
Ford.
Guy?
You said Ford models, right?
Yeah, like Henry Ford.
The models. The one who
Tom
the model
Ford
agency.
Models, yeah, yeah. But then isn't there also Tom Ford, the guy that directed A Single Man?
Since Tom put a lot of sweet pussy into this world. Wait, what?
But yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could, yeah, he's his own, Steve Jobs was his own person.
He really was. That's the best way to settle this.
Yeah. But the Onion actually did it the best.
Yeah.
What did they do?
the last American who knew what the fuck he was doing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And all these fake died. Quotes by... Yeah. Barack Obama. It was just so good. Their obituary for it was perfect. It was very, you know, serious. Only The Onion could do it that way. Really. It was very funny, yet meaningful.
Well, it was just doing Attack of the Show the other day, and they showed, you know, the around the net were you know, like five yeah. Steve Jobs videos. What the fuck? Whose phone is doing that?
Doing what?
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
These
either.
Beats by Dre are so good, I'm hearing everything.
They just fuse what to your you brain.
Hearing? Oh, maybe the beats are getting interference, but it's not going over the... we don't hear it.
Yeah. All right, good. I've turned off. I've gone into airplane mode on both things.
Whoa.
Just showing these five videos, and like one of them was a Stanford commencement speech, and one of them was a speech from 1983 where he announced the Mac.
Yeah.
Another one was the announcement of the iPhone, and I mean, you just like you look at these things and you look at the way that they were done. And Kevin Pereira said it best that he was an artist and his medium was technology. Yeah. Like that pretty much sums that up.
It was crazy when he died and during the show the day before.
Yeah, what happened?
I was sitting in the booth doing Gadget Prawn next to Vinny. Vinny
Rutherford
is our executive producer. So I'm watching. We're already a little heavy, so I'm watching Gadget Prawn, making sure they blow through prompter as fast as we can get them to do it. And then...
Prompter? We make everything up on the fly. What are you talking about? The show's improvised.
Who's prompter?
Excellent point.
Teleprompter.
Oh, he's the buddy from the Police Academy movies.
Keith Prompter.
And then
no, that's Proctor.
Yeah, no.
Someone yells out in the booth. Someone yells out, "Steve Jobs just died." It's on Twitter. And then Vinny's like, "Can we confirm this? Can we get a confirmation?" And then like, then it was on Apple's website. And then he's calling around, like saying, "What do? We got 20 minutes left of a live show. Do we do it or not?" And then like, so we did like 40 minutes. Like we did like up to like 450 that day of the regular Attack of the Show. And then Pereira and Candace announced it, and then we were scrambling to get something together for the next. So we went live for another half hour. So we did another half hour of show.
What about Cops?
Cops.
Preempted.
Went away. And the
what you gonna do?
And they're like, we're trying to. They're Sean Jordan's running around trying to
second producer Sean Jordan
trying to get a guest together or something via satellite or whatever we could do, and then. finally they yelled in the studio, get a mic on Matt Myra.
And from what I hear, I did not see it, but from what I hear, you did a very nice job.
Yeah, no, I got to share my thoughts on Steve and talk about when he cut me in line for sushi and stuff. Yeah.
You know, you said it, I think, really well, which a big part of what freaks me out about him dying is something you said, where it's like, it's Steve Jobs has all the money.
He doesn't have all of it.
He has all the money.
He has a lot of it.
He has a lot of it. Don't you think he has enough to be somewhat immortal?
Yeah, no.
Like, he didn't have enough money to fight cancer.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much money you have.
But all the procedures. I'm sure, like, there's going to be all kinds of weird medical things that got pushed forward by him.
You cannot, like, pancreatic cancer is a bitch. Mm. Like, that is difficult to come back from that.
I think that I liked my theory until he proved it wrong. Whatever.
I had wanted
the theory was that you can't, if you're a billionaire, you're not going to go anywhere.
I hoped there was some sort of lawnmower man type thing, and he just popped up in all of our phones.
That's
and they
what
all
the S stands for, Steve.
Rang at the exact
iPhone
same time.
For Steve.
Do you think it's weird? And I'm not, I hope this doesn't sound disrespectful in any way. I certainly don't mean it this way, but it is something that I'm sure other people have considered. Do you think it's possible that he died before the iPhone announcement and they held the news? Because it is very coincidental that, I mean, not coincidental, it's very weird happenstance that he died the day after the announcement.
I don't think it is. Because and even at the funeral home, we would hear about this all the time where
they hold on.
An old couple, you know, like one of them dies and then the other one lets go.
That happened to my great grandparents.
Yeah, shortly thereafter.
They were married for 72
and
years.
I think that Steve was so committed. Mm-hmm. I think Steve was so committed to Apple and the brand that he kind of was hanging on for the for that iPhone announcement.
Yeah,
and then sort of was able to let go.
Mm-hmm. All right, I like that story.
Yeah, that's
better than what I said.
Way better.
Yeah,
better than what I said.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Let's
be funny now.
I don't want to be funny now. I mean, I did think it was. I did think it was interesting. A couple of people asked me for quotes. For some reason.
Yeah.
And here I am typing basically like a eulogy to Steve Jobs on the device that he created. Like it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of. It was kind of pretty that way.
It was
kind of pretty.
I ran home between the podcast.
Crying.
And work.
As fast as you could.
Just now, like earlier. And then I left my iPhone and my iPad and my laptop at work. And then I got home and I realized I had nothing to jerk off to.
Oh,
Steve really helped me.
What happened to your thought movies? Why can't you jerk off to your thought porn
anymore?
Lazy.
I've become less creative in that department.
Yeah, actually, Danielle Schneider had a tweet like that. He's like, "Let's all give it up to Steve Jobs, who made it possible for people to jerk off at work." I said, there were other ways before that, but it was a lot more inappropriate.
The fact that we are able to do this show is because of Apple. There were podcasts before.
No, this show exists.
But podcasting didn't really tip until iTunes made it easily accessible to people, and you didn't have to do some sort of crazy buggery do to get a podcast into your device.
And that's where I met you. Was that Apple?
Yep,
that's right.
So
that's right.
I mean, I feel like yes, the company will still be fine. They have years worth of stuff that he hadn't developed yet. I feel like they did lose. They sort of, you know, Apple sort of lost the storyline that it had with this, you know, this maverick guy who went out and basically created this, you know, several industries. But, you know,
and if you think about it, too, like had health not gotten the best of him, we probably would have had him around
a long
like 20,
time.
30 more
years.
Yeah,
like
easily.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. And so, but now, in a weird sort of way, I think he's going to become. It's going to become like the Obey posters. Like he's going to become that face, that shot of him where he's kind of has his hand on his
chin.
Well, Kevin,
I'm worried about horrible things coming out about his personal life. That's what I'm worried about.
I don't think
anti-Semite.
Maybe.
What?
I mean, I did.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if something like that came out? I'm not saying that, you know, he was sexist.
Think he's Walt Disney?
Nah. I didn't really know a person. I met him one time. It was a very anticlimactic meeting. It was one of those meetings where, and once again, just this reason why I don't talk to famous people, but it was after one of the announcements. I went to one of the keynotes. I went to many keynotes and got to see him speak. And he was walking through the demo area. And I see him coming towards me. And I'm like, I got to say something. How can I not say something to Steve Jobs? Here he comes.
oh, it's going to be good. Whatever I'm going to say, it's going to be good.
And what came out of my mouth right as he started getting closer was,
pretty good job up there.
Wait.
Yep.
No.
Pretty good job up there. Announcing the iPad.
Yeah.
Pretty good job.
I see.
You weren't wrong.
I see the joke, though. I see, like, where your brain went with it. I was just like, it's like, oh, it's funny. Hey, pretty good job. I'm playing it cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm playing it cool. I'm just like one of your buddies. Hey, pretty good job up there.
I was not one of his buddies, though. I didn't know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not yet. You missed an opportunity.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But and he said thanks and kept walking. You know, that was about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I was going to put up the Ben Folds episode next week, but in the Hodgman episode, which I was holding on to.
He has that story. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was holding on to the Hodgman episode to release it closer to November 1st when his book comes out. Same day as my book.
Yeah.
But I feel like because there's
I ordered one of those.
Well, thanks. I would have just. You did not.
No.
You fucking asshole.
I did.
Oh, thanks,
when
Jonah.
It was announced. Yeah, it's because I care about our friend. And I
don't know. I pre-ordered John.
I want to support what he does.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay. You know what? That's fine. I pre-ordered John Hodgman's book. That's fine. So I feel like maybe I should put Hodgman's episode up first because there is a kind of a nice little Steve Jobs tribute in there before. But this is, and it was recorded before he died.
I feel like the Hodgman episode should probably never go up. I mean, just. You know,
because you're not in it.
Maybe
that's what you're upset about.
It was such a good episode.
Fuck you.
And here the thing is, Matthew Myra had every invitation to go.
Yeah, just refused it. Refused it.
I didn't refuse it.
I don't see why I should shut my face hole. We scheduled it around your schedule, and then you ended up not going.
I got sick.
That's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
Kind of is.
Hodgman's in town for like 3 days. Like, what are we going to do?
Motherfuckers.
He's
in town November 4th and 5th. Let's do it again.
Why don't you go punch the cold virus? Go punch the cold.
Let's do it again.
It was too good. I don't want to do it again.
November 4th, he's in town.
Jonah, it was too good.
I've never said this about our podcast before. But it was perfect. It was a perfect episode. Yeah.
Whatever.
I drank all his coffee.
He gave us coffee.
It was extra bummy outy because I love John Hodgman so much.
Like, well, you know what's extra bummy outy to me is that you said extra bummy outy.
Yeah. Next time, don't get sick, is all I can say.
Yeah. I think that we've learned that. Thanks, guys.
I'm excited that I did order the iPhone 4S already. I ordered it
today after an hour and a half on the phone with AT&T arguing with them about my upgrade.
Why you should get the subsidy?
And I did not get the subsidy.
You didn't?
No.
Really?
Yep.
I got it because
great.
I got mine.
That's good.
What's this subsidy?
The price that it's $199, $299, the advertised price is with an AT&T subsidy. They pay money towards it because you sign a new contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get to do that.
Because you just got...
No, I don't get to do that, and you'll all think I'm stupid when I say this, so I'll say it anyway. My phone has been shut off too many times in the convening years because that's how I remember to pay my cell phone bill.
And that's why your credit sucks.
Well,
I'm not sure that waiting until they take action against you is the best.
It's not.
You know, every month they will send you.
Yeah.
I know this is weird, but in the physical universe, they will send you a sheet of paper.
I went paperless, first of all.
But they also text you and email you if you want.
But the way I remember...
It's when they'll stop coming because his phone doesn't work.
The way I remember is that I'd try to call and it wouldn't work.
You are an adorable mess.
That was me when I was, 20, 21.
I've set autopay up, guys. Like, last month I set it up.
Good.
Finally.
Good.
It's so good. It sucks so much.
What is your eBay obsession this week?
I'm taking it easy on the eBay for now. I did get a nice Brooks Brothers suit. I don't know if I said that on the last one, but I did.
You got a nice Spanish Day at the Races poster.
Spanish Day at the Races poster. Day German at the Races. Duck suit poster. It might have been called Day at the Races because they do have blackface in that one.
Mm-hmm.
They really?
That's why I refer to it.
That's how they hide.
Oh, Day of the Races. Oh, you said Day of the Racist.
Yeah, Day of the Racist.
I didn't hear that part. That's funny. God damn it. I would have laughed at that if I had heard that in context.
Well, we could rewind it. Do you want to rewind it and do it again? You mean Day at the Racist?
Jesus Christ!
Well, I'll see you guys later. I end on a high note.
Oh, I filled my skull with brain cum.
This is amazing, by the way. This $79 Kindle is amazing.
Look at that little guy.
Oh, save it for the fucking Attack of the Show.
Is that what we're reviewing next week? Well, yeah. I'm not going to be here.
I'm going to be here, but it's being reviewed.
Well, New York Comic Con, we're all going to be in New York next week, next Friday.
I'll be there, everybody.
Jim Gaffigan's our guest for the 10:30 show.
Nice. Jim
Gaffigan. 7:30 show guest, TBD.
TBD.
I don't know him.
Do not know him.
You don't know him?
You don't know him?
No.
TBD. Turner Bachman Dover Drive.
Dover Drive. He's from Dover, Massachusetts.
Bachman Turner Doberman. They just replaced one of their guys with a Doberman.
I would listen to that.
I got a movie poster recently. It was a gift from Dana.
K-9-us. Like that band.
What?
Like that band K-9-us that just has a dog. It's like death metal with a dog barking over it. Anyway,
I got a Dana Gould gave me a really good print of a poster that has the original rejected artwork for the movie Ed Wood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's like, it turns out.
It's a glacy print, right?
What?
That's what they call it, glacy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like he found it and like found someone that had one, like a guy who designed it. And like he took it, and his friend has a printing company. So he had him do a really high res, you know, file of it, and then had his friend print it out for me.
Oh, wow.
And it's gorgeous. And it's weird because we were talking at the Meltdown show a while back. And we just, like, he mentions offhandedly Ed Wood. I was like, oh, Ed Wood's my favorite movie. He's like, mine too. And then we just, like, talked about it all night.
Dana's going to be on an upcoming episode of the Nerdist Podcast. You guys can talk about that then, too.
Yes, yeah.
That'll be fun.
He's awesome. And he has crazy stories about Vampyra.
Amazing stories about Vampyra.
Yes, he does.
My best friend in high school, who is was a guy named, still alive, a guy named Robbie Consing. And Robbie is one of the... like the foremost, he's like the storyboard artist in the film industry.
Oh, nice.
Like any huge movie that comes out, he's probably storyboarded.
Jurassic Park.
Well, that was from 1992. Oh. He didn't really.
I mean, it was pretty huge, Chris.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about it in this
already
decade.
Already disproved it.
You know what? You know what? Name another movie.
Star Wars.
Fuck. You got me.
Yeah, see.
You fucking got me. But here's how it ties into Star Wars. His father was a messenger, and his father did a favor, was delivering something for someone. And I think it might have been at Lucasfilm, and they promised him a poster of a little movie they were putting out called Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And
nice.
So then a couple days later, they get in the mail what he thinks is going to be his Revenge of the Jedi poster, and it's just basically a generic 8x10 glossy headshot of Darth Vader that just says, like, you know, keep reaching for the stars, Matt. Or so whoever this kid Matt was, like the wires got crossed. So that obviously this other kid got just by total happenstance one of the most valuable pieces.
And you know that kid just took it out of the fucking tube and then got his thumbtacks and just drove it into the poster on the wall.
It's not even called Revenge of the Jedi. Rip, tear.
Yeah, you can still get those for like between 400 and 800 bucks. You can get the Revenge of the Jedi. There are some prints.
There are still?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a movie poster collector now.
That's amazing.
That's why you're broke.
Isn't it? That's why I had to go to the bank. Can't do it.
No, can't do it now?
I can't get there.
He's got to go to the bank, cash his check so he can deposit it. And so it all goes in.
That's adorable.
Yeah. How long have you been working at the job now?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
You're right. I don't want to get
I'm moderating a bunch of panels at New York Comic Con.
Great.
That I'm excited about. Although I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about any of them.
Well, we can talk about that one. You're narrating the panel for Free Agents.
I'm not doing that.
Oh.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You and I are going to be doing stuff for MTV.com.
Yeah, for MTV Geek. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we're doing some crossover stuff there.
I'll be interviewing on Sunday Mark Hamill, apparently.
That's awesome.
Yeah, is that crazy?
That's crazy awesome.
Yeah. And then roaming the floor. So I'll be around on the floor at New York Comic Con
too.
I will be roaming around
just
as well.
Leisure.
And then
I think you get like a booth that you sit down and talk to people with. I'm the jackass that has to run around and go, what are you waiting in line for?
You get a booth?
I think there's going to be like a little Nerdist booth too.
Really?
What?
With Geek Chic. Yeah, I think we're going to have like Nerdist shirts and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the plan.
Want me to go by and do a signing?
I'd say it's
all
you
day.
Could.
I'll
you
do
could.
It.
I think there's a pretty good chance that I will be moderating the Walking Dead panel.
That's right. Oh, man. That first fucking episode, man.
Oh, it was so good.
I'm going to say, I'm going on record to say that
not
the,
on you.
Yeah, I'm not going to give anything away, but I'm just going to say that the first episode of this next season is better than the entire first season of the show.
It's pretty fucking
it's
good.
It's so good. It's so good. Just that one scene.
Watching the show with you is so much fun because every time something startling would happen, you would jump. And then I would look over and you would have your fingers up to your mouth like it was so
I
cute.
Love it.
It was so adorable.
I love
Thanks
that
for
stuff.
The,
I love like everyone
invite, guys.
Well,
you would have had you would, I thought you were working.
Interesting. Whatever. That's cool.
You know, cuz I know you're a big fan of the comics and you watch the show all the time.
What?
I know but you're a big fan of both those things.
What day was it?
It was Monday.
Of what?
This past Monday,
A couple days ago.
No, the only reason that I didn't think to...
What's your favorite Walking Dead character?
Jimmy?
Shit, there is a Jimmy.
You know he didn't mean that, though.
Yeah, I know, but there is a Jimmy.
I've read 62 fucking issues of that, so shut your face hole.
Yeah, well, there's 89, so...
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
And it wasn't like I couldn't even get DNA.
You don't get to take credit for Jimmy. You don't get to, it's like when Fred Durst tried to take credit for saying
I'm not
we're all in agreement.
They were like,
that's not a word. When they go, no, it's an old English word. And he's like, yeah, that's what I meant. You're like, okay, no, come on, you didn't. You fucked up.
I was trying to be funny, and I forgot there was a character named Jimmy.
Yeah.
Well,
and who the kid? Oh, here's the thing. The kid who's going to be playing Jimmy in the next season. Big fan of the Nerdist podcast.
Don't believe.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I met him at the
bow
thing.
Tie. Yeah,
sweet guy.
Yeah,
really sweet guy.
But yeah, it was a great episode, and I got to meet Ken Foree from Dawn of the Dead, the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, do you have a picture with him?
I took a picture. Me and my friend Brian Bachrath. We took a picture.
Oh, this was at the premiere of the program.
Yes.
Yeah, was it the?
I thought you guys did it at Chris's living room when I was mad.
No. That night we ended up, and then we stayed up late watching Critters 2, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I was saying that's what we did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was great.
Nice. Yes, it was a nice time.
Everything you're saying is accurate.
I could have been there.
Critters 1 is on demand right now.
I demand to see Critters 1.
I finally watched X-Men First Class. That's a good movie.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's fun. I thought Kevin Bacon was great. I thought I thought Magneto was great.
Magneto guy's the best one.
I thought Xavier was great.
Mm-hmm. I did enjoy it.
It was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, but I was saying watching zombie stuff, some people go, oh, I don't watch scary things.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why? And it's like, oh, because it scares me. I'm like, yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's why people go on roller coasters. It's because it's scary.
You get to take the journey.
Thanks for jumping in there, Matt. Yeah.
Matt, you okay?
It was funnier just to not jump in, and then because I really thought Chris was going to.
No. Chris is checking his phone.
Listen, he's in airplane mode.
Do you know why I'm checking my phone?
Because we got Quemmin.
There's something else to be because... invited to that I won't get invited.
Come on.
I mean, whatever. No, it's cool.
To be fair, I didn't invite Jonah. He asked if he could crash it, and I said okay. Yeah. If you had thought to do that, I would have done the same thing.
I'm not as obnoxious as Jonah.
Well,
no, not
you
at
should
all.
Be, because it worked.
Yeah, exactly. Squeaky wheel, you piece of shit.
I don't like to rock the boat and impose.
That's true. I don't either, but then guess where I got to go?
What? I'm trying to think about what I did Monday instead. I don't know.
Probably something that was dumb.
Wow.
I'm mad at him now.
Why are you guys mad?
Wait, why are you mad now?
Well, don't put us in the same boat. I'm the one that's mad
why
at him.
You're mad at him.
Why
I'm
are
mad
you
him.
Mad?
Okay. You're being pissy.
What do you mean? How am I being pissy? You're doing it to me.
I thought Chris was going to jump in.
Oh, I'm trying to find...
you... Fucking
here's why. Here's why I'm not paying attention to anything you guys are saying.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
because
I'm Chris.
Because a guy sent a really great. A guy sent us a really great Quemmin song.
Oh.
And it was so good that I wanted to play it on the show. And so when you said Quemmin, I was like, oh, I gotta pull up this Quemmin song that this guy sent over. But I'm having difficulty finding it.
Did I tell you someone made a Fuck Yeah Nerdist podcast Tumblr?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thanks for making a Fuck Yeah Nerdist Tumblr.
Yeah, that makes us all feel pretty good. It's kind of
a thing.
Okay. It's a thing on Tumblr where it's like, it's Fuck Yeah something.
Oh, I'm not Tumblring.
But it's good.
I went to Disneyland and rode the Little Mermaid, the new Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I did that.
Have
yeah.
you ridden that?
Yeah, it's good.
Isn't that weird? The hair, like, isn't that fucking
The hair is
really
weird. The weirdest
weird?
Part for me is Ursula's hands gesticulating.
Oh, you know,
as
I didn't
well.
Even see that.
Yeah,
I didn't
it's
even
just,
see that.
She's like, poor unfortunate. And her, like, fingers, all her joints are moving around. It's fucking creepy.
But I did like how everything was to scale when they do the Under the Sea thing.
Yeah.
Like, I liked how tiny the crab guy was.
Yeah. His no, they're all like.
I hear it's better down where it's wetter.
I read that once.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, they're tearing out that whole front part
of
California.
Yeah, America. Yeah. No, they're gonna do good things. They're already starting to. Like, they've already started, like, making it a lot more fun to be in California Adventure than it used to be.
I always liked California Adventure.
I thought it was all right.
I liked it. Just the Tower of Terror was there, and that's my favorite ride.
Yeah, Tower of Terror is a great ride.
Have you ridden the one in Disney World?
Yes. That was at the MGM Studios or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. At Disney Hollywood Studios now. But I just like how the ride, you go up and it moves forward.
Yeah, you go through the thing. Yeah, it's a lot. They have more room there. That's why to do stuff like that.
I guess they do.
The rides are a bit more expansive.
Hang on one sec, guys. I'm going to cut this out. I'm just trying to find this guy's thing.
We could kill time. We were talking.
I want to play the song. Oh, here it is. Okay, great. I got it. Are you ready?
It's a good thing we didn't start without him.
Sits down. All right, I'm gonna cut all that out.
It was two. That was basically just 2 minutes of me like sifting through emails to try to find this thing because I.
Yes, but while you were doing that,
we were talking about Disneyland.
We had a conversation about Disneyland.
I wasn't even paying attention.
I know.
How was
so
it?
You don't have to cut it.
I wasn't.
Really? It's fine.
You really feel that strongly about your Disney conversation?
Oh no, you could please cut that out.
I mean, cut it. It's not like the greatest conversation about Disneyland that's ever happened.
Do you want me to leave it in?
It was polite. It was polite conversation about Disneyland.
We were talking about.
I know you guys don't really mean to be polite to each other though.
It's hard.
It is right.
It's hard.
It's a little bit effort.
Yeah. It's easy for me, but.
All right. I'll tell you, if you want me to leave this compelling Disney conversation, and I will, and then people
are going to write. Now that you're saying that, people are going to say, why the fuck did you leave that Disney thing? It's like the ringtones.
And the show just caved in on itself. Went up its own ass.
So the show just
you're gonna put this
stretched
up tonight,
its dick
so.
Around yeah, and fucked itself in
exactly.
the butt.
There that you don't cut it.
So this is from Nerdist listener William Mayer. Or Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. He sent over this Quemmen song, which I kind of enjoy.
Questions and comments, comma. How cool could the Quemmens be today? Let's ask Big C, Mama Bowie, John Ray.
Fraggle ground.
My sister convinced me that Fraggle Rock existed in my basement because we had a very rocky looking back wall, like concrete.
You had a real rocky relationship with your sister?
Well, that's true too, but I won't talk about that in case my father is listening.
which we know he is.
Well, you want to get into some Quemmens?
Yeah, do you have some?
Yeah, I saw some that were funny. Let me. Here's a. This is from Aiden 1919. Mashups. So Big C has been doing the Opie and Anthony show on Sirius XM Radio. This is like two of my favorite things in the world colliding: the Nerdist podcast and the O&A show. This got me thinking: what would the Nerdist host's biggest mashups be? Here are my guesses. Matt would have Anna's Taqueria on the moon.
Delicious.
That is quite a mashup.
She misspelled my name, J-O-H-N-A. It's J-O-N-A-H.
Jonah.
It's not
Jonah. It's Jonah. A hipster-owned, zombie-run music store. All right.
No, wait a minute. How would zombies run a music store?
They can't. They can't run. Well, they can't do anything.
They're not
they
keeping just, the books. We know that.
To say the least, Matt. To say the least. I'm now worried that the way I said that might not be construed the way I looked like when I said that. Now people are going to think I'm a real big goober. No, but that's a hipster-owned and a music store. I don't...
Oh, so the owners do the books. Never mind. It works.
Yeah. I don't understand. I'm sorry, Aiden.
The zombies just bite you for not liking good now, enough music.
Yeah, I mean, I explained this to Jonah earlier because he had mentioned this, and I said that that's not anything Jonah would actually enjoy.
No, it's none of the things I would enjoy. None of the things.
And then have you
ever gone into a hipster record store? They're not very good.
No, they don't
have a very good selection.
And then especially if zombies are running it.
They can't run anything. So yeah. If they're just in there, they're going to fucking just attack you. Yeah.
They don't have the motor skills to like unpack boxes and put labels on things. Yeah, and
right. Don't even get me started on trying to get the security cases off.
Yeah, the security cases. And then the organized. Yeah. You can't tell me that a zombie is going to know the difference between Jamaican music and world music. Like they're not going to.
Exactly.
And reggae. And they're, you know.
Yeah. I propose this mashup for Jonah.
Yeah.
A craft beer bar,
mm-hmm.
with as many craft beers on tap as you could imagine, and a bar made of ice that penguins walk back and forth on. And that's where
that would be nice. And the penguins just kind of skate up and give you your, you know.
Would any of them slide down with like a beer attached to their head?
Yeah. I think I like that. Yeah. So basically,
free will. We're not.
No, this is what they want. It's a hipster beer person owned penguin run bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
the penguin run. That's a perfect name for a penguin bar.
So they would have like, it's like, you know, you'd sit and then a few feet above you in front of you, there would be the where the bar is.
Yeah.
And then they would pour the beer and then a penguin would come down. And then it would just go down a slide, you know, whew, and it would land right in front of you. Yeah. You go, thanks, penguin. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. It's better. And then for Chris, a Doctor Who themed vagina.
Oh,
now
that might be good for all of us.
What's that? It's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
Is that the joke?
Yeah.
It's Doctor Who themed.
I don't know what the joke is. Maybe it's just.
I don't know if I want it to be bigger on the inside.
It just sounds like the TARDIS.
A little too visceral there. I don't know why. A little too visceral. Because first of all.
Had I said penetrate it?
Yeah, that would have been better. Okay. But not only did you say every time you fuck it, you clenched your fists and then started rocking back and forth.
You can't see them,
which was a little bit of a window for me into what you do. So
to the TARDIS.
I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay. I mean, I'm more sorry.
So this is from Nigel Barron. Greetings from down under. I just added the Australian accent, you guys.
That was you?
Exactly.
I thought Nigel had somehow.
Hello, guys. I'm Nigel now. Hi, guys. I live in the Sunshine Coast, Queensland, Australia, but I work in Brisbane, so I spend around 3 hours a day in my car.
Oh, Jesus.
I spent ages looking for something that could hold my attention and keep me awake on the drive each day, so a few months ago, I stumbled across the Nerdist podcast. Crikey!
I hope you were searching for Rove, and that's how you found us. Just because.
Really disappointed that we can't legally get the TV pilot. I was in the BBC America site trying to see if it was available for view and read some of the comments. While there are a lot of good ones, I cannot believe how much effort people put into hating something. Wait, what the fuck?
What?
There were like two negative comments.
No, maybe he was on BBC America's own website. Because I never checked those comments, did you?
Don't do it.
Really?
Now I have to.
No, you don't.
Do you know something? We should just check.
Doing it now.
You don't do it, Matt.
Why? I need to see it. Someone says,
Matt, listen to me. That's not going to do you any good. The majority of people said really nice things about the show. There's going to be a couple people that hate everything. There's going to be a couple people that hate everything.
Okay.
I had to uninvite.
Is that your mantra?
What?
Is that your mantra?
There's a couple people really that hate everything. I don't know why people go out of their way to write shitty things, but they do. Because they don't have anything better to do.
Anger drives a lot more, you know, motivation.
I love anger drives.
If it makes you feel any better, just know that they're unhappy, miserable people. Because happy people don't go out of their way to write horrible things about innocuous things like TV shows. Like if we were a political show and we were making statements about the economy, or if we were taking a stand on anything that was of actual survival value.
Survival value? Chris, get your head out of your ass.
Jonah, you take my head out of your ass.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that, but I'm taxed out of it, okay?
Guys, the problem here is gays in the military.
Guys, healthcare! Healthcare abortion.
Oh, you want to tax me?
Yeah, tax you.
Secretary.
Secretary. No, there are people that.
So because we talk about basically non-essential, non-survival things, there's no reason that anyone should ever be angry about anything we say on the show.
Yeah, be angry at the fact we mainly talk about nonsense. It's just fucking.
We're positive and we like things.
Yeah. Things.
I mean, you're negative to Matt, but that doesn't count.
That's a sign. That's the dynamic we set up. Remember when we wrote out all of our personalities?
Yeah.
I do. Do you remember that?
Hey, someone that speaks some Hawaiian and Pidgin English.
Well, wait a sec. Before you go that, I never even finished. I'll never even finish these.
Boy.
Now, you can hate on my Australian accent. I deserve that.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he said?
No. So you can't believe how much effort people put into hating something. Here's the thing. I don't like zombies. Sorry, guys. So I have a choice. I can either choose to not watch zombie movies, or I can watch a zombie movie and then spend the time posting how much everyone involved in the movie should eat their own shit and die. Does not look like a hard choice to me. Still, as you say, the internet provides opportunities for people to create and publish their own content. The other side of that coin is it gives others the opportunity to be assholes to a much bigger audience. Cheers, Nigel. I agree. And listen, I have said many times, I feel like not everyone should get a voice on the internet. Yeah. There are some people where you're like, you shouldn't be allowed to do what you're doing. You shouldn't be allowed to go onto a site, go onto a thread, poison it with negativity for no other reason than you're unhappy with your own fucking miserable life.
Yeah, the thing that the internet does is like it gives us an opportunity to find out about things that we would love to find out about, but it also gives you the opportunity to hear someone's thoughts that you would never give a shit about in your entire life.
Much like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But the problem with like, you know, fuck you, fuck that guy, fuck everything on a comment thread is that it poisons the thread. And so then from that point on, the thread is no longer about the thing that people should be commenting about. Yeah. So it's not about being able to express opinions. It's about you should do it constructively, because then the thread's just going to devolve into everyone dealing with that guy and everyone just starts calling each. It's like it's sort of like when you mix a bunch of colors together and they just turn brown. It's just like everything turns to shit brown.
Yeah.
Like when people just, no, fuck you. Well, you don't know. Well, how do you think that? Oh, fuck you. And then it just becomes this horrible shit pile.
I like to think of it as tree trunk brown.
Do you like that?
That's
like,
where life comes from.
I think.
Why are you making that fucking motion again?
I think the internet can be divvied up into a few parts where it's a 25% people making shitty comments, 25% of people shitting on the people that make shitty comments. 50% cats.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
50% cats.
And if someone wants to make that diagram for us.
2% baby sugar gliders.
Yeah. God, they're so adorable.
They're so adorable.
A little space in there for a slow loris.
A little slow loris, a little sugar glider.
Yeah.
Wait, you have someone who's writing to you in Pidgin English.
Well, someone said, you know, some people don't think that I, Some people are still debating over my nickname.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't realize how much I really enjoy the fact that everyone calls me Vajona. Big fan. I think it's great. That's how I'm actually in the process.
J. Ray.
In the process of getting my name legally changed to Vajona Ray.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I love it. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. I told my mom, she's into it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's into it. All these, like, I talked to this like right-wing Republican people, and they were so into it. They said they wish they thought of that themselves.
So you're uniting the parties.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's into it. Someone said, just dropping by some nickname ideas for Jonah Kirstie of the Aloha State. There is a gold mine you guys are missing. Brada, which means like, you know, friend or this guy over here. Whole cuz.
Yeah, I got that. It just sounds like brother.
Yeah, exactly. Brada.
But you guys have less letters.
Yeah, exactly. Whole cuz, which is just, you know, like, hey, man.
Mm.
Then there's moke, which is a kind of a derogatory term towards talking about local people.
Really? I thought that's when people mix meth with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yeah.
Can you pass me a moke?
No, that's that's meth.
I got to work 12 hours today. I need a moke.
That's a meth classic.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Howley. Then there's Akamai, which means smart.
What's Howley? Is that a werewolf?
Howley means
is that a Hawaiian werewolf?
No, Howley means like a white person or a foreigner. It technically just means foreigner.
Okay. Sounds derogatory.
It is. That's what I would call it. Get called all the time. Dumb Howley. Akamai, which means smart.
Okay.
Buddies of mine growing up were in a band called the Akamai Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Boys with a Z.
Yeah.
Lolo, which means like a stupid person.
Oh my god. That means stupid person?
Lolo means stupid person.
Alright, never mind.
Yeah. They're dumb, they're idiots. They're Lolos. Yeah, you heard it in the movie Race the Sun, starring Halle Berry and Jim Belushi.
I promise you, I've never heard it in that movie. I
guarantee
there was
that.
A movie where it's these kids on the Big Island trying to like make these solar-powered carts, and then like it's like there were a bunch of misfit kids, and Halle Berry's trying to teach them.
Sounds great. I'm on my way to iTunes right now.
I've never seen it myself, but in the trailer, it's just Jim Belushi going like, "Forget it, they're Lolos."
Mm.
Oh, that's
yeah.
I thought Lolo was someone from Lowell, Massachusetts.
I thought too, the whole time.
Lolos. You called yourselves Lolos?
No one ever said that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for those, Sam,
which is slang for Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. I have quements in the form of I'm on weird media lists, so I get weird books all the time that I will never read, and a lot of them are, you know, I think I've said this before, like weird sci-fi romance novels.
That's right. Yeah.
It was about, I mean, it's, I have every supernatural creature pretty much covered in the form of a romance novel, you know, vampires, werewolves, witches, there might be fairies.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's
a lot.
There's a few more. So I want to open the mail and see like what I've just received.
It's the Nerdist mailbag.
We get letters.
It's a mail pouch. Oh, this is something I would actually read.
Is it your book?
No.
Letters.
I would read my book.
What is it?
It's called The Amazing Story of Quantum Mechanics, a math free exploration of the science that made our world. Jonah.
No, I'm sorry. Oh,
Jonah, don't be a Lolo.
Sound good.
This is by the guy who wrote The Physics of Superheroes. I would actually read this.
That sounds pretty cool.
I think I might actually read this.
What's the name of that guy?
James Kakalios.
Oh, I like him. He's on...
a Greek feller.
He's on Star Talk sometimes.
What'd I get here? Oh, I ordered this.
What is
it? All things that
I needed a FireWire 800 hub, all right? Because I have two FireWire 800 devices in my home.
That's I understand. Oh,
so I needed a FireWire 800 hub. So
maybe there's something in there you didn't order.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's why I'm opening these right now, Matthew. So I can see what joys the mail has brought
it's
me.
It's the Nerdist mailbag.
Aloha from hell. Think Get Shorty meets Hellraiser. No. I don't
want to
think that.
Is that like a galley copy?
Doesn't mean I'm
don't
not
make
gonna,
me think that.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to read the book, but I don't want to think that. Aloha from hell. Violent, vivid, nonstop action of the supernatural kind. I couldn't put it down, says Charlaine Harris.
Oh.
Chris Hardwick says, how did I get onto this book list? All right.
I might take
a crack at this. Aloha from hell. All right. Maybe so. There we go.
I like that.
What else did I get? A copy of Real Screen. NBC hits the catwalk with Fashion Star.
Oh.
You hear this? That was the trash can.
Yeah, Chris.
And then finally, the last bit of mail. This isn't fan mail. We don't actually get fan mail. These are just media
can
lists.
Can we get fan mail?
Sure.
I mean, I just send me something.
But not anthrax. You were not allowed to send us anthrax.
I got an actual a letter from a guy. And he also sent me a record of his band that he was in before. But he typed it out and he sent it to Meltdown. And he sounds like a really cool guy. His name is C. Nathan Popejoy IV.
C. Thomas Howell.
That's an excessive name.
But this is to all of us guys. It's hard to explain how much of an inspiration the podcast has been to me. I lost my job at a large bank last year. Fuck the man. And wasn't sure what I was going to do. 32 and had only ever worked retail while playing in bands. I went to the Nerdist at Smodcastle when you guys interviewed Kevin Smith. And you guys, with Kevin, convinced me to go after a long-held dream. I enrolled in broadcasting school shortly after that, and it has been one of the best years of my adult life. I tweeted a picture recently of one in one of my Nerdist shirt holding my diploma, and Chris was sweet enough to retweet it.
Yeah, that was an awesome picture. I remember that.
Yeah. So big thanks to all of you guys. It means a ton. Maybe I'll see you around when I make my move from Long Beach to L.A. soon to look for work in broadcasting. Have a few possibilities, but nothing for sure yet. The record I sent is by a Long Beach band called Cyril. I was a big fan of theirs, and a few years ago I was lucky enough to play drums for them for a short time. I had played on the first 5 songs of this record and retired from my drumming career shortly after. It is the best drumming I ever did. And I played 2 45 short albums, but this is my favorite one to share with you guys. Thanks. So that's very nice.
That's really awesome.
Thank you so much, C-Nate. C-Nate.
So he's not from Los Angeles.
C-Nate Central.
So that makes him a Hallie. I'm just trying to get your language down.
Hallie. You almost said it like a...
Hallie?
Howley.
Yeah.
H-A-O-L-E.
Howley.
Howley. Where you go? It's like, you know, it's a...
Here's the last book I got in the mail. Is actually another one that I would read. It's Ken Denmead's Geek Dad book for aspiring mad scientists. I did well today with books. I'm telling you,
usually
I get stuff that I'm like, why would they send this to me?
I got Chuck Klosterman's new novel. The Visible Man. Looking forward to reading that.
That's great.
No one sent that to me. I just ordered it.
Oh, that's very nice of you. You order stuff that you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? What about the Nerdist pilot?
I. What about it? I lived
did
it.
Did you order
lived
that?
It. Lived it.
You lived it.
Lived
yeah.
it.
Cool. That's nice.
It's
good. It's good you did that. Wouldn't you like to live it again? And just
You can't repeat magic, you know? Just let it be. Let it be its thing.
Okay, quick question. Yes. What's the widest thing you could comfortably shit out? Go.
I'm always surprised about how wide some of my shits are, but I'm going to say a little less than a mag light.
A mag light?
Oh, yeah, wow. A little less than a mag light.
Really?
Yeah.
A little tiny one?
No, like a fucking security guard.
Oh, like
guard.
A full cop maglite.
Yeah.
Really? Wait, are you talking about where the light part is or the shaft?
No, the shaft part. Mm-hmm.
So
is
it
probably,
gets stuck at the light.
It will get stuck at the light, yeah.
But at least
but
you...
But isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
Shit, I think.
All right, what about you?
I have no answer for that.
I would say cue ball.
What? That's much bigger than a D-cell battery maglite. A cue ball?
Why? No, I don't think so. Maglites are fucking big.
No,
they're not much bigger than a D-cell.
All right, you're right. A cue ball.
Circumference of a cue ball.
Ping pong ball.
No, too late.
Ping pong ball. Shit.
Damn it.
I know you can do
that. It's like in chess. I took
pong.
My hand off the piece. Gotta stick the. That's the move you gotta make.
There was this one of the Lee Farber, who you know, one of the writers on The Soup, recently was just he's singing to himself, which I still laugh every time I think about it. It was he said, "I believe in miracles, you skexy thing."
Oh my god, I love Dark Crystal parodies.
Yeah, it's so good. And I just like, oh, you skexy thing, and I wanted to just keep on thinking of more Dark Crystal song parodies.
Oh,
hey, Gelfling.
That's not a song.
We could do like "Hey Glad Girls" from Guided by Voices. Hey girl, fling, only wanna get you by.
And I don't, you know, God, I got nothing. I got nothing. Skeksis, Mystics,
bringing Skeksis back.
Jesus Christ.
Like that.
If they remade the Dark Crystal, bringing Skeksis back would be.
That video, I don't even want to imagine it.
Lee, who was a protege of Bernie Brillstein, mm-hmm. one of the biggest, you know, like TV mogul manager guys in the world.
Executive produced the Ghostbusters.
Yes, and many things. He's mm-hmm. responsible for some of the most progressive comedy in the past, you know, 40 years. But he said, because he also represented Jim Henson.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was telling Lee a story about Jim Henson where he originally... None of the Skeksis spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird Skeksis language, and there was no subtitles. And that's how Jim Henson wanted it.
Oh, I think I heard that.
Yeah, he did. He just wanted to just like, oh, you just know that they're
horrible creatures.
They're horrible creatures, and they're doing bad things, and they're planning bad stuff. And then like the whole story is like they showed it at some kind of an, like they tested it at like Inglewood Theater.
Yeah.
Then like there's just all these people go, what the fuck are they doing?
So the Skeksis got a language.
Yeah. So the Skeksis spoke English.
I love the Dark Crystal so much.
Yeah, it's on Instant Watch right now. I've put it on a couple times.
I haven't seen it in quite a long time.
Your girlfriend's calling.
She is.
Your girlfriend's calling.
Your girlfriend's calling. Greta's on. Let's make it a segment. Okay. Greta's calling.
Can I answer it?
Answer it on speakerphone.
Greta. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the podcast right now. I just answered it on speakerphone.
Why would you do that?
They made me do that.
I didn't make...
It was peer pressure.
Hey, is that that girl with the sweet cans from the Nerdist TV pilot?
It is the girl with the sweet cans.
Hey, Greta.
Jonah says hey.
Hey.
Hey, Greta.
Chris just referenced your can. How are you, Jonah?
I'm good. I'm going to home tonight. God. I'm going to go to home tonight on Riverside.
Jonah's going to home, the restaurant that you enjoy.
Hey, Greta, is there any room in Matt's room now because of all the shit that he's ordering on eBay?
Oh, my God.
You can answer that.
Fucking crazy. I'm surrounded by a big band music. I'm at work.
Oh, big band.
Oh, you must be at a Swing Kids retrospective.
Yeah.
Swing Heil, honey. Swing Heil.
Whoa.
No, that was in the movie. That was they say in the movie.
It was?
The movie The Swing Kids. Yeah.
Oh, I never saw it.
Well, maybe you should see it.
Yeah.
Really? Should I?
I don't know. So, Greta, I assume you're calling about logistics for the evening, which won't interest anybody. But I'll be out of here soon. I probably go to your house, and then I'll pick you up, and then we'll go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Great.
Sounds like she's into it.
She's really not into it.
She doesn't want to go. You don't want to go to Halloween Horror Nights?
You don't like being scared, Greta?
All right, bye.
What? No, you just... They ask you a question. Greta?
Bye.
Wait, no.
Greta.
Greta.
Bye.
Are you leaving? Bye. What's happening? They're asking you a question.
I can't hear. It's really loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Let her go.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, let her go.
I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights on a Sunday night.
I'm going Saturday night.
Oh, weird.
There's a House of a Thousand Corpses maze.
It's been there for a few years.
There's a guy apparently playing me in the maze.
Yeah, I'm going tonight.
Fat me. Old Chris Hardwick. Peter Hardwick. My fat brother.
Yes.
I'm going tonight. You're going tomorrow.
Yep.
John's going
it's a Nerdist Weekend.
Universal Horror Nights.
Yeah. No, a bunch of us are going on Sunday. Should be a lot of fun.
And I got to go to Disneyland so I can see the Nightmare Before Christmas haunted house.
I still need to.
This weekend.
I still haven't gone. I got to go. I got my pass, and now all the blockout days are gone. So,
Blockout. It works.
What do you say? Blackout.
That's
what
I don't know.
So when it's when it's
it is right
when it's blackout, that means that you they would block you from getting in, huh? Let me create the reality.
Let me create the reality where
I'm right.
No, when there are blockouts, that means they don't let black people in.
Ooh. You went on Gay Day the other day.
I did. I went on Gay Days weekend.
I love Disney. That they did that. That's great.
It's not official, is it?
It's not great for lines.
Oh.
Is it an official thing?
I
don't think so. I
think it might be because in Grand Californian Hotel, there was a bunch of signage for it.
Oh, good.
Granted, though, that could be just, you know, you can have any sort of event there and they can...
Yeah. Oh, the Grand Californian Hotel.
God, it was cool. It's nice. For them.
It's like a huge Craftsman hotel.
It is beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
It really is beautiful. The Grand Californian, if you get a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to stay at the Grand Floridian someday.
Awesome.
Once I stop buying stuff on eBay.
Yeah. Save a little bit of money, Matthew.
Yeah.
Save a little bit.
I got... 5 minutes to get to the bank.
Matthew, read a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. Learn to save 10% of everything that you make. Put it into a savings account and don't touch it. Before you spend anything else, save 10% of your paycheck and just put it in a savings account and forget about it.
I got to. I know.
Do it. Okay. Make it automatic if you have to. 10%. Every dime you make, 10%. Put it in a savings account. Do it now. And do it now for forever.
Okay.
Like an ING or something?
Yeah, like an ING account. That's great. It's no physical bank. There's not a lot of fees and stuff.
Next to the Tesla showroom on Santa Monica.
They have very few, but for the most part, they don't have a lot of branches. So do it. It's not a commercial. Do wherever you want. But I'm telling you, start saving some money. Do something constructive with your money.
Yeah, because you're not going to be making money forever, man. That's what he's saying. That's what Chris is saying to you. He's like, you know, it's this fucking
how
great
dare thing. You read between the lines?
I understand subtext, you guys. I got it.
No, I'm just saying you never know. And just, you know, like I've been hosting shows for a very long time. I've been in this business. I've had good periods and bad periods and good periods again. And
aren't all periods pretty bad? Am I right, fellas?
Yeah, seriously, those heavy days. Am I right? Those heavy days.
Tell me about it.
What do I got? A copper mine in my underwear?
I got to shut up a thing.
And then get some miners down there.
Ladies!
It's a ghost town.
This town.
I wonder how mad like Greta will be that I answered the phone now.
Well, that's what's going to be fun, is that Jonah and I don't have to witness that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part.
Oh, there's a text message.
How dare you?
Is the word shitbag or...
She says, could you tell Jonah and Chris that I think they are way cooler than you?
Jonah, we totally have a shot.
We do have a shot.
She totally just like...
Sweet cans.
Fucking awesome. Could totally...
This will only make people.
I'll go watch the fucking Walking Dead together.
This is why Matt Myers is the People's Champion. They all want to see him succeed. Born out of shit and crack came Matt Myers from the
a river of shit.
Matt Myers called the river of shit
out of a can of moke.
Oh my god! Oh man, season finale of Breaking Bad.
The people's champion.
That's what the Onion AV Club said about you. Right? Or was it Split Slider?
That's so fucking funny.
Oh,
Split Slider?
Maybe.
People's Champion.
Maybe a Split Slider. Split Slider. When they talked about the Doug Loves movie.
Matt, the fact that people are writing about you at all in an official capacity means you're doing okay.
Thanks, Greta.
You're doing okay. I'm not Greta. Stop looking at me like that. Stop pounding your fist back and forth in a sexy seesaw motion.
Grab your chest.
Okay. If I watched the first episode of Dexter this season.
Oh yeah, me too.
Weirdly religious, like you kind of see, like, all right, religion's going to be the theme this season.
Yeah, you can tell by the wings on the poster.
Yeah, but I could also tell by the 19 references to Jesus they made in the and him struggling with to fit in and figure out what religion is. And who knows, guys? I feel like by the end of the season, he's going to figure out something he believes in.
Yeah, it's always going to end
gonna
up being
murder.
It's all going to. It's like I watched it and I was like, but you know, last season started off real slow too. And
it's happy to see our pal Bria Grant on there though. You know Bria?
No, I don't.
Your pal.
She's adorable.
But also Colin Hanks.
And Colin. Oh my God, Colin was great on the first episode.
He was good. And also our good buddy, Edward James Olmos.
None of us have ever met him.
Love that guy.
Oh, you haven't. But he's
we
a good guy.
We did that one episode where you weren't there. And Edward James Olmos was the guest.
Not going to work, Myra.
Yeah.
Not going to work. That started, Hung started again, which is a show I watched for a couple seasons.
The Breaking Bad season finale is this weekend, and I cannot fucking wait.
It'll be good.
Yeah, you caught up?
I'm not fully caught up yet. There are so many shows that I'm at various stages of catch up. Like I still have a bunch of episodes of Louis' show to watch.
Yeah.
It's just like a weird joke. We're fucking spoiled. There's so much good television on right now that I cannot.
I caught up on Bar Rescue and Restaurant Impossible.
Here's the thing. I'm telling him he should watch Breaking Bad. He's like, I don't have enough time. I only have the shows I watch, and they keep me busy. I don't have an extra hour to watch Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And then I said, you're not watching shows. You're watching reality television.
And I said, I'm not. I'm watching
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars is awesome.
Sure.
So
sure.
Yeah.
Those people just the first line of a chessboard. It's just they just paint pawns black or white.
The thing is, Matt, like you should replace that schlocky non-reality television with something that people like put together and write. And
so
perform.
I love House, you guys. That's my show. That's my 1 hour drama.
That's your 1 hour drama?
House.
Just the one.
Yeah, I don't watch any other.
You should watch.
I don't watch any comedy.
Let me give you a hint, Matt. It's never lupus. It's never lupus.
One time it was.
Arnie Adams thought it was lupus.
What? What are you talking about?
No, it's like in the movie Comedian. He has someone on this bus may have lupus.
Yeah.
You know, and then like he had to change it to some other disease.
Right.
When he did Letterman. And
he got mad about it.
Yeah.
I am going to spend, I need to rewatch the first season of Walking Dead before we start to Talking Dead next week.
Yes.
So I can
do that on Netflix now.
What?
You can do that on Netflix now.
Or I can just watch the things that they sent me because I work for the show now.
Emily Gordon just texted me, holy shit, Drive is badass.
I'm dying to see that too.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
All right. Well,
get that jacket. I'll be really cool.
You'll be the only one too.
That's the end of the episode. I see Paul Bonanno out there. You guys are going to shoot something in here next.
Yeah, then the latest episode of Intimate Indiscretions.
Channel 101. Paul Bonanno.
Look up that show, Intimate Indiscretions by Paul Bonanno and Jeff Kaufman. It's so fucking good. It's so good. I'm in it, but like I'm not in the part that makes it great.
All right. I'm going to watch that.
Come see my show at Meltdown on the 25th of October.
Star Trek
with Camille Nanjiani and myself. We're gonna make fun of the worst episodes of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
How are you gonna watch all of them?
Not all of them.
Would you stop air pumping your fist?
Why you think that? But anyway, Chris Hardwick will be our guest, as well as Moshe
Kasher.
Love that Moshe Kasher,
and it'll be good.
Excellent.
Please come.
Good sell. Good sell.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you next week at the Gramercy Theater in New York on October 14th.
Yeah.
We'll have another hostful before that.
No, we won't.
We won't.
We won't.
When are we going to have time to do that?
Tuesday.
And don't come.
Maybe Tuesday. But if not, I mean, we'll certainly try. But I have Talking Dead rehearsals next week.
Yeah. Well.
And then going to New York.
Got to rehearse for that show that's improvised.
We still have to get the show flow down.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, you know, you still have to make sure that they know where to point the cameras. It's one technical rehearsal.
Well, I'll block
it. Is Steven Yeun going to be on any of those episodes?
I really hope he is.
He's a good dude.
That guy's awesome.
He's really good dude. He's Chicago. He does IO West out here.
And he's fucking great on Walking Dead.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good dude.
Cool. All right, guys. Enjoy it. Your burrito.
That one guy that hates when you sing just got really mad.
I almost made a whole episode. God,
he sang earlier.
Yeah, so that guy was already way mad.
Fuck you, guy.
Enjoy your burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by GoToMeeting. Today's mobile world makes easy-to-use collaboration software more than nice to have. It is a necessity. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code Nerdist.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this. Perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.